D.
In the store where Victor bought the newspaper a while ago.
I don't see a dollar like that in here. I must have given it to someone else. Oh, no.
Who's been in here since me?
Let's see. Old Lady Sedgwick and Reggie.
Helen, you take Mrs. Sedgwick and I'll take Reggie.
Gotcha.
Mrs. Sedgwick answers the door.
A $1965, huh? Come on in, dearie, and I'll check. How about some tea first? Victor runs into Reggie.
Reggie, you were just at the corner store, weren't you? What's it to you, Victor? I gave the guy a round dollar by mistake, and he might have given it to you as change. A special dollar, huh? Let's see if I have it, and then we'll talk terms.
Reggie takes several dollars out of his pocket.
It's not there. Were these the only ones you had? Well, I did just pay back Richard a dollar I owed him. I've got to find Richard fast. A dollar won't last long in his hands. At Mrs. Sedgwick's.
Let's see. Where did I put my purse? Oh, brother. Richard is walking on the street.
Richard, how did right there? Huh? What is it?
Victor grabs the dollar bill from Richard's hand, and the bill is torn apart.
Mr. Dodge is really going to kill me now. I only have half of his lucky dollar. You mean this one with his name and a date on it? That's it. Richard, you are the greatest.
At Helen's home.
Helen, I've got it.
Thank goodness.
At last, my lucky dollar is safe from Victor forever. Let me put it in this stamp album. I can relax now. Oh, gee, Helen, a rare 1806 uncancelled stamp must have fallen out of my album. Did you find it?
My goodness, Victor just left to mail a letter. You don't think...